Hi, Cassandra?
Yes.
Hi, Cassandra. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I really do appreciate that. So, Cassandra, I know you've been speaking with my mapping coordinator, Tara. Did she do a good job of kind of outlining the basics of the program for you?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So, before I get into the meat and potatoes of the program, the pricing, did you have any questions at all about the placement, the program, where you'll be listed?
I guess my biggest thing is, you know, she said it'd be top four when people Googled it. Now, it's primarily, you know, it will pop up as lawn care, but we offer more than just the lawn care. So I guess I'm just trying to figure out at that point if it is just the one particular thing that's Googled that will pop that company up, as well as is there just one price and said and done, or is it kind of like there's hidden costs and fees other than the one particular price that will be quoted?
Those are all really great questions. Just to let you know, there are no hidden fees, no extra taxes, no lead fees, nothing like that. You're allowed up to 15 keyword phrases just as long as they're services you offer. So we can definitely get you listed for more than just landscaping, right?
Okay.
So that would be what would come with the program, is the 15 keyword phrases, okay? But what we do is month to month. So there's no contracts. It's definitely going to be that flat fixed monthly rate. If you get higher paying jobs, more jobs, whatever that may be, we don't want a cut of that. It will always remain that as long as you're with us, whatever we get you locked into, okay?
Okay.
So, Cassandra, I know Tara, she put here in the notes that you weren't having very good luck or, very good experience with Home Advisor, correct?
Right. I started my business the end of last year. I have six kids, but my one child is special needs.
Wow.
And he's 18 now. He has went through high school, and he's done 1 year of, it's called an I-23 program, because he has autism, verbal speech apraxia. So he qualifies for an extended 4 years of school before he will get his diploma.
Okay.
I've worked with developmentally disabled for quite some time, about 20 years. And it just got to a point where I decided I was going to start a business so that when he is graduated, he, by 4 years, hopefully it would give me clientele build up, and he does go and to the jobs with me at times, depending on if he's home, not in schools and things like that. And there are certain things that he does not even have the experience in yet, but he was the motivator behind all of it. And
wow.
First, you know, we just tried to do word of mouth and such, but it is there is a very high market for competition. So this was, you know, I took a week when I got the phone call from Angie Leeds. But, you know, if things would have been exactly how they were explained over the phone, and then they had told me that the lead fee, it would be for an entire month. And I've only been with them not even a full 3 weeks. And in that such short time, on top of a membership fee, within not even a full 2 weeks, they have already taken over $700 out of my account.
Wow.
And these leads were not even, some of them were leads for services that we are not able to do. You know, we're not licensed for, some of those leads they charged for people who had signed up with them, you know, customers had signed up with them maybe a year or so ago or even 4 weeks ago, and since then they have already found somebody to provide those services, and they are not taken off the list. They have still remained. So they're getting bombarded with phone calls from, you know, oncomers such as myself, and it's been a big runaround. And I was explaining to Tara that, you know, it's still going on today. In fact, I tried to just have them cancel my membership. They still are trying to charge on extra money. Mm-hmm. So I was on the phone with my bank today, and as of this morning, they went ahead and had to cancel out my card in order to prevent Angeles from taking out any more money. So unfortunately, my first experience trying to get our company out there and known has been awful.
Yeah. Do you know how Angie's List found you? I'm just curious.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you know how Angie's List found you, like, to begin with, or did you reach out to them?
No, they reached out to me.
And you have no idea how they found you?
No.
Okay, I was just curious. I mean, because, you know, I'm really, Cassandra, everything, I appreciate you sharing your story with me and everything that you've gone through. I'm not one to talk badly about other people, but I'm going to send you over a text message, okay? It's actually an article. The FTC is actually investigating HomeAdvisor and Angie's List right now for doing exactly what you were talking about. So they're basically misrepresenting who they are, sending fake leads, doing a lot of things to a lot of different companies around the country, you know, to kind of just take people's money. You know, and
right.
Really the reason I work here is because I believe, you know, small businesses are the backbone of our country, right? I personally am not the type of person that could sell or, you know, provide a service for somebody that I wouldn't do myself, right? And, you know, so I fully believe that Google is really where you're going to get the most business that you're wanting for your company. I mean, think about it, Cassandra. If you don't know somebody or something or have a friend or a family member, where are you typically going to look for things?
Right, you're going to Google it.
Yeah, right. So, you know, that's just, and really what HomeAdvisor and Angie's List, what they're doing is they're actually placing themselves on Google. They pay for a spot on Google. It's, you know, they spend thousands of dollars to do this. And then they capture those leads on Google that you could be capturing all on your own. And then they're recycling them to all the same companies in your area that do what you do. Okay, so
yes.
Essentially, this is just going to give you the advertising that you're actually looking for and having calls coming directly to your phone. Okay, so here what we do, Cassandra, we under-promise and over-deliver our services. You know, so we definitely have different types of services. I will be completely transparent with you about how everything works. You know, I also, right, okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message, another one, with our pricing page and website. So you can, you know, I'm kind of a visual person myself, so I like to have things to look at. Now, since you've been in business for under a year, that does qualify you for a new in business credit that I can apply to these rates. Now, I mean, how far are you typically traveling? I mean, Tara put here that it just depends. But what does that mean? Are you kind of staying more local, or are you going, you know, is there like a city further away?
But, you know, we reside in Niles, and a lot of our work has been done locally. You know, I don't like to say no to a lot of things, but we're still so small. We are not well known by any means. We're not a big company. It's more of a, I opt for mom and pop shops myself versus big well known companies. A lot of times you're going to get more quality from the mom and pops. And because of my line of work and having a disabled child, you know, it means more to me, and I don't like people to be taken advantage of. So I can't say
right.
You would never travel further. It's just right now it's hard to say, yes, we can. You know, we're very limited with our work. But I'm absolutely confident in the fact that we are going to grow and expand. It's just getting that takeoff. And I also know that it can take, you know, generally it's 5 years to get your business up and running and be successful. So as of right now, it has all been local, you know, surrounding cities that are nearby. But I'd say, okay. I guess I'd really need to just sit down and take a look right now how far out we would really go before we branch out further.
Well, so the reason I'm asking is just to kind of get an idea of what package would kind of fit your company. I mean, from what I'm looking at in our analytics system, it definitely looks like there's a lot of work to be had in Niles. So, you know, I mean, I would like to get you listed more locally to begin with. And then you can always add on to our packages later on, Cassandra. So I think right now what would be a great start for you would be our pro package. Now, I don't normally do this, but I really like you, and I really do want to help you out. So I will go ahead and just give you our rock bottom price, okay? This it's normally $399 month to month. I'll go ahead and bring that down to $149. Okay, normally there's a setup fee, but I'll just go ahead and waive that for you. So it'll just be the $149. That would be as long as you're with us. So what that would include, that's going to be for your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. It gives you about a 10 to 15 mile radius. So it's also going to be for Bing. We're going to submit your company with a Microsoft search engine on Bing and get you placed on the first page there. We do submit your company with all the popular directory listings like Facebook, Yahoo, BBB, Yelp, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be initial content creation and placement on Bing. And then we give you exposure to mobile devices. So including iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. Okay? So we literally cover all your bases.
Okay.
For your advertising. And Cassandra, we don't want you to just take our word for this. We do give you a complete customized tracking and reporting system, so you will be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And if you ever want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any of your content, you'll be able to do that with the assistance of your account management team. Okay?
That's another big thing too, because with I just want to verify that I'm not gonna I wouldn't sign up for something and then kind of be left on my own. There is that option. I would have a team that I could call and have things explained to me or be assisted with anything that regards or pertains to the Google itself.
Absolutely. So with the customized tracking and reporting system, there's actually a way to reach your account management team directly through that that reporting system. But I will also provide you the phone number. So there's always somebody available Monday through Friday. And we're on Pacific Standard Time, so it's from 7 to 4 our time. And you're on East Coast time, so that would be 10 to 7 your time.
Okay.
So, we're just not here on the weekend. So anytime between then and those times, Monday through Friday, you'd be able to reach us. Okay. I also read what's called a voice verification, just to outline the service agreement with us. But it says in the voice verification that in order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So what that means is we need a two-way street, right? in order to get you listed and get you up there, we need you to be just as engaged as we are. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to do anything. We will take care of all of your online advertising for you. But, if for some reason when your Google Business profile goes live or, we need help with suggestions on your website, because that is something that I can include at no additional cost, right? They're just, just that we have open communication to make sure that everything is okay with, your online
Correct.
Advertising. You know what I mean? So we'll always want that open communication
Right.
with one another. Okay.
That's definitely understandable. Communication is a key factor to success, and, you know, whether it's personal business or anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't work here because I don't believe in this. I absolutely work here because I do believe in what we do. So, you know, and I've seen, you know, first off, Cassandra, we wouldn't be around for 17 years if we weren't actually getting the success that our clients were looking for, right? So, you know.
Right.
I mean, so what are you thinking, though, so far about all of this?
Pertaining to, you know, as far as, like, everything to do with Google in the business, like, promotion.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, getting signed up for the program. What do you think?
I honestly, you know, I've been trying to figure out a way to get, you know, first I wanted to kind of just keep it like, okay, we'll do word of mouth. And, you know, it's just like that whole, it'll happen, it'll come. But, you know, the more you think about it, it doesn't hurt to have some kind of advertisement. So I wish, I really truly wish that I would have been able to speak with someone such as yourself before I would have gotten involved in Angie Lee.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to get out there, and I have no problem being actively involved, but my biggest concern is I'm not very tech savvy. I do what I can, but if I have somebody who I can ask those questions to, which is going to help me get better myself, it's wonderful. You know, I always, true with personal life, business life, whatever, and I tell my kids, there's nothing wrong with not knowing something, but if you don't know, you need to ask for, you know, ask for help or whatever. And even with working with DD, it again ties into that communication. If there's an open line of communication and somebody can help you, I think it's wonderful. So yeah, I would be interested. And it seems like, you know, the 15 keywords in itself, that's huge, you know.
Right.
At least I think so anyway.
It is, actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I've talked to other people that have gone through other companies, and they only actually allow 5 keywords and then charge for the rest of them. So it is nice that we do 15. It gives you kind of a broad range of keywords you can be listed for. So,
right.
Yeah. And, you know, and one time I signed up somebody who was Amish. Okay. So somehow this person had a landline. And they were able to take phone calls, but they were a part of an Amish community. And, you know, it just goes to show that we can kind of take care of everything for you. So tech-wise, you won't have to, you know, do anything. As long as you stay in communication with us, we'll be able to take care of all of that for you. So.
That's wonderful.
So what do you think? Yeah, I mean, you know, at least since we're month-to-month pricing, Cassandra, I mean, you know, we definitely, we're not going to lock you in any contracts. We do ask you to give it 2 months just to bring the full program to fruition. But I know that once you see those jobs coming in from Google, you're not going to be going anywhere. So I'm sure this is something you want to go ahead and give a shot, right?
I mean, I can honestly say that for $149 and no hidden fees and, no, you know, no lead fees, that truly is, that's a great opportunity. And so I wouldn't have any, qualms with going ahead and giving this a try. Worst case scenario, after 2 months, if it's not working out, then we can go from there. But, I believe Google is a good thing. So yeah, I'd be willing to give it at least a two month I'll say.
Okay, so let me just run you through exactly how this is going to work. So basically, I'm going to get some basics about your company. I am going to get payment, then set you up for a client interview. The client interview will take about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have, all of that. It will probably set you up for that tomorrow, if you have time available. Then also I'm going to send you an invoice with everything in writing that we discussed and then go over the voice verification. So all of this will take about 10, maybe 12 minutes. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard that I discussed, as well as the directory submission. So submitting your company with up to 60 directory listings, depending on which ones you choose to get. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get the website up and running. Now, the website, you'll actually be able to showcase pictures of your work. If you don't have pictures of your work, we can add stock photos until you do get pictures. This will make it so customers will be able to contact you. A new feature we just added was making it so customers can pay you directly through your website and then, you know, leave any reviews to the directory listings. Then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on the first page. Okay? So just to kind of run through exactly how it's going to work. Okay? So,
okay.
So, Cassandra, do you have a middle initial?
J.
J. Okay. And then what is your last name?
Callahan. C-A-L-L-I-H-A-N.
Okay. So C-A-L-L-I-H-A-N, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what is the best email for you?
It's C as in Cassandra.
Uh-huh.
And then C. Okay, so it's C for my first initial and then Callahan. And
okay.
Then it's 98 at Gmail.
Okay. I actually have a sister named Cassandra, so I won't forget that. It's
nice.
It's funny because our last name is Corcoran, and she always makes all of her emails C Corcoran. So, yeah, I just think that's funny. So, let's see here. And this is going to be always the best phone number to reach you on, right?
Yes, this is my cell phone. It's actually
okay.
My personal cell phone and the number linked with my business, too, so.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see here. All right, so, one second. Okay. So is the best address for you, is it going to be the 213 Ohio Avenue?
213 Ohio Avenue.
Okay. And just so you know, Cassandra, this is basically where they're going to mail you out a PIN verification for Google. It just verifies that you have an address and that you're not working out of a P.O. box or a truck or, you know, something like that. But we don't actually have to list your address online. A lot of people don't have, like, brick-and-mortar places, so we can actually hide the address for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure that's something you'd want, right? I'm assuming this is your home address, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, it is my home address, correct.
Okay. So then what are going to be your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
We can do 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. is fine for now.
Okay. Is that Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday?
It could be 7 days a week.
Okay. Perfect. And then what forms of payment are you currently taking? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal?
We, as of right now, we have been doing cash. We do check. I try to stay away from it, but we have our regular customers that have been really trustworthy. But we do cash. I have, I got a Square reader, and I do have Venmo.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then the best form of contact for you, is it going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
All of the above.
Okay. And then I know you said that this number is actually also a business line, but would you, it doesn't cost anything extra. It's just something that is included but completely optional, but would you be interested in possibly having a call tracking number? It does actually include an app with it as well. So it's basically what that means is it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but it's directed to your personal line.
Is there an additional cost for that?
No, there's no additional cost.
That sounds good. We could do that.
Okay, so I'm going to text you the application for it. It's just a very, 30-second application. You just need to put in your email and phone number. Just have that ready for your client interview, okay?
Okay.
So, and then, all right. And do you have a business Facebook?
I'm not sure. I went in under my Facebook, and then I tried to create another Facebook. I'm not sure if it's actually set up and reflects as a business. I'd mentioned I'm not tech savvy, so I tried to do it myself. Now, there is one, it's basically I've had to, invite my personal family and friends from Facebook, and it's not completely set up itself. I've kind of run into a roadblock with it. It's listed under. I have it listed under.
We can create you a business Facebook if you don't have one. But it sounds like you might have one, kind of.
I don't know if maybe it's, I have one set up, but, it's not, I know there's still things that it'll say that needs to be done, and I just don't know how to do it. So would there be any way for you guys to kind of take a look at that and tweak it, fix it, however it needs to be done?
Absolutely. Definitely. I will go ahead and put that in here that you might need help with that. Just so you know, too, as well, Cassandra, they'll probably mention this to you in your client interview. I just let you know about the pro package because I feel like this would be a really great start for you. But you know how I mentioned earlier that you can do more with your marketing. So they'll probably let you know about Facebook ads, which is typically going to be an extra $100, or Google ads, which is above the map section of Google, which would be an extra $300. Now, you don't have to do this when they mention it to you in the client interview, but it's always something that you can add on later on if you'd like. So just to kind of let you know
that's perfect.
Yeah, that there are other things out there.
That was going to be my next question, if it would be okay.
Yeah. So, we would create a business Facebook profile for you, but to run ads is something different. It's called retargeting. So basically what that means is if anybody looks for your services online and they go to their Facebook, you'll be an ad that will be popping up in their newsfeed. So this is just really a great way to build brand awareness, to kind of get your name out there a little bit more. It gives you also a wider area of people that you can target to. So it's just something that if you choose to do later on, then you always have that option, okay? So, let's see here. So, then, let me see. So, for the services that you're providing, obviously, we have landscaping. Just for right now, just give me, 4 or 5 keywords.
We do indoor and outdoor painting. The painting and staining.
Okay.
We do.
I'm sorry, what was that? You kind of cut out a little bit.
I'm sorry, pressure washing.
Okay.
We do the junk removal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have a, you said four or five for right now.
Yeah, they'll get more keywords from you when they do your client interview. So, this is a good start, just to kind of give them an idea of what you are offering. So, let me go ahead and set up your client interview. Let me see what is available. One second. Okay. So,
and then will I pay for that today, or will I pay for it tomorrow?
No, you'll pay for it today. So I'll run it and then do the invoice with you and the voice verification, and then we'll be all done.
Okay. I mentioned they had closed out my actual bank. They canceled my actual bank card today, and I haven't been to the bank to get a new one yet.
Okay.
So, for this month, I can use another card, but could we just make sure that we use it for just this month, and then I can contact you with my new card number to go forward?
Absolutely. Definitely. We can definitely do that. I'll go ahead and put that in the notes here.
Okay.
So I'll make sure I notate that, but definitely let them know that again in the client interview that you have tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
So, are you more available in the mornings or like the evenings? What works better for you?
Morning would probably be better.
Okay. So the earliest that I have is 10 a.m. Is that okay?
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So the phone call will be from 10 to 11. It's not going to take an hour. Just allow an hour in case they're finishing up with someone before you, okay? So I got you in for 10 tomorrow. Okay, so then for the billing, now for the card that you're going to be using for this month, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
It's going to be Discover.
Okay. And I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
6011-0058-7494-6463.
Okay. And then the expiration?
0226.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
443.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now is updating and processing payment. I am going to read the voice verification with you. It's very quick, and it just starts like this. So, Cassandra, thank you for welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Our Greatscapes, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Kristen Callahan, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so and to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So the call tracking number that we're going to provide for you will greatly help with this. But just know that what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Okay? So,
okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
So, and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Basically, what that means is if you do any other online marketing, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of August 2nd, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $149. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the second of the month in the amount of $149. Now, Cassandra, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. Now, the next thing that I'm going to do is you should have received a couple of text messages just now. Did you get any? Okay, so you can go ahead and if you could put me on speakerphone. There is one that says, Cassandra J., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that one?
Thank you for expressing interest.
No, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice. Do you see that?
Hold on just a second.
Sure, no problem. It should have come from a 714 number.
Yeah, I'm just seeing the one for thing.
Okay, let me go ahead and send it to you again. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me know. It should come through right now. I can also do this as well. Hold on.
Okay, it.
Oh, it came through?
Yes, I did receive that. So click on that link.
Yeah, so do me a favor and click on that link. This will bring you to everything that we discussed in writing, which will be emailed to you as well. And so do me a favor, take your time, look this over. When you're done looking it over, scroll to the bottom of it. There's a little white box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. Press that little white box, and then below that, in the orange box, type out your name with your middle initial, and when you're done with that, press confirm signature. And let me know when you are
okay.
Done with that. Okay?
Sure.
Right.
What is the delivery date and client responsiveness?
Let me see. Delivery date and client responsiveness. What is it under?
Right above the payment.
Oh, this is just telling you exactly how long it's going to take, like basically what I discussed with the 30 to 45 days to see the maximum results. So it's basically stating that if you're not responsive, you know, it could take longer. So, you know, we at times we have people that, you know, like for their client interview, let's say, you know, they don't answer for like 2 weeks. They're not answering their phone, and then they're wondering why their results aren't coming up within 30 to 45 days, right? When you don't answer the phone for 2 weeks just for your client interview, then you're not going to get the results starting until after that period, after that 2 weeks. And I've seen that happen, and then people are really frustrated, like, oh, you said this, and, you know, that it would be 30 to 45 days. Well, that only happens if you're active in your campaign. That's why we read that in the voice verification, or what we call the voice verification. So just to make sure that we're on the same page with being responsive to, you know, phone calls and emails from us. Not that we're going to be badgering you. I mean, that's not going to what we're going to do, but just, you know, that we're communicating with one another. Okay. That's kind of just what that's saying.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. So I did an initial and sign.
Okay. Did it take you to a username and login?
Yes.
Okay, so if you know how to on your phone, go ahead and bookmark that. It will be emailed to you if you don't know how, but this is for your reporting dashboard. So you'll receive the login credentials.
Said,
what did it say?
It took me there, and then it says the link you're trying to access has expired.
Yeah, that's just for the did you go back a page? Did you try to go back to the terms?
I may have my ear.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you
I took you off.
It's fine. It'll be emailed to you, Cassandra, so you don't have to worry about it. But basically that login credentials will be for the reporting dashboard, so you'll receive those within 5 to 7 business days. Okay, so all of that will be emailed to you, so you don't have to worry about that right now. Let me just make sure that it was signed. Hold on. Yeah, so everything is good on my end. It was all taken care of. So just within 5 to 7 days, you'll get that. So you're in for your client interview tomorrow from 10 to 11. What I'm going to do is send you about a six-minute YouTube video of exactly how the reporting dashboard works, so you can check that out. I'll also send you my extension and phone number, so I'll always be the lead on your account. If you have any questions in the future, you can always reach out to me. From this point forward, you will be working with your account management team, but I'm always available, you know, during work hours if you have any questions, okay? I do always suggest that it's just helpful to save the 877 number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Just go ahead and save that number in your phone, so you know who's calling. So tomorrow when they call you for your client interview, they'll be calling you from that 877 number, okay?
Okay.
And I'm just so grateful to be the first person to welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Well, if you think of anything, you can reach out to me, okay?
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And just look out for that phone call tomorrow morning, okay, Cassandra?
All right. Sounds
good. All right. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.